In our call to worship this morning, I want to draw your attention to two verses of Scripture in Isaiah chapter 50, where we read, "The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning, he wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back." Here we have one speaking and one listening is the picture that's given. It's basically a picture into a classroom, because that's what we do when we go to school. You go there to learn, and you're allowed to ask questions. We were just talking about that on one of his courses. He had a couple of questions for his instructor and so forth. But the majority of the classroom time is listening. But there is a teacher, one who has been given knowledge that they might communicate. It's interesting what it says, that I should know how to speak a word in season. In other words, the opportunities that a teacher has are seasonal. Basically, I've got this one opportunity to communicate this truth. I want to take advantage of that opportunity in this season. I want to get the message out in time. In the Christian life, we are learning that we might be able to speak a word in season, but we are also listening that we might grow to receive that knowledge. How did this one receive the knowledge that he might be learned? He had to listen. You know, I'm thinking about that in relationship to church today. Did you come here to listen this morning? Or did you come here for another purpose, another reason? In order to become the learned, in order to be able to speak a word in season, you have to be able to listen in order to receive that word of understanding and knowledge. And so as we've come together this morning, I want to encourage you to come with an ear to hear. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ over and over again in the Gospels said this phrase, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." It's kind of an odd expression for us today, but basically he was saying, listen. Listen to what I have to say. Now, why did the Lord Jesus repeat that over and over and over again? Well, remember who he was dealing with. Most times he was talking to his disciples. They loved to talk. They always had something to say. But he said, no, I want you to listen. I want you to hear. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And so the instruction, the injunction of Scripture for us this morning is for us to come together to worship the Lord Jesus Christ and to hear what his word has to say, that we might receive, that we might learn. If we only come to say something, then we're not going to hear what God has to say. And so God help us in this regard to be responsive to the voice of God. How do I respond to the voice of God? I listen. I give my full attention to what he's doing. I cast aside all the activities that are on my mind. I'm thinking about the busy schedule tomorrow. I'm thinking about what I'm going to do after lunch today. All of these different things are mulling around in our minds. We have to stop. And we have to do, as it says here in verse 5, "The Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back." In other words, I didn't have the wrong response. I had the right response to what he had to teach. So God give us that kind of a heart today as we gather around his precious word.